The cattle business in Idaho. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. In the Idaho Cattle Association's executive update, I read that the United States and Japan have agreed to accelerate bilateral trade talks. Japan raised tariffs on imports of frozen beef from the United States. U.S. exports of beef and beef products to Japan totaled $1.5 billion last year, making the small island nation the United States' top market. That sounds very promising and led me to pick up the phone and call Executive Director Cameron Mulroney. I asked him how things are going for the cattle industry in Idaho.
You know, I think things are going well here. We have that new plant in CUNA that's coming online. They're working to build that. That's really helped our cold cow market. It's brought the price of those cold cows up for our producers just because of transportation cost. Things are moving forward. We got lots of grass this year from that good cool spring. However, that being said, we also have a lot of fuel load too, and we got to be conscious of fires still here for the next month and a half or so. But I think things in Idaho for the cattle market and the cattle industry are positive. It's really a good time for us with the new administration. You know, we're hopefully optimistic. We can see some change. The people here within our state, we're working well together, trying to find solutions to issues that are facing our cattle production and having success in doing that, which is really good for our industry here in the state.
So all's good on the Western Front. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.